You're listening to Indie Bay Radio here in San Francisco. And as you are probably well aware, over the course of the various projects that the Scoundrels in Bush's world have developed, they are coming up with avian flu, that old bird flu that they're scaring the world with, and they're demanding that we pay an inordinate amount of tax dollars to prevent us from catching a disease that birds catch. The Bush administration has dedicated $7 billion to fighting bird flu. And if you know anything about bird flu and various diseases of animals, usually it's pretty tough for a sparrow to catch what a robin has, and it's even tougher for a hawk to catch what a sparrow caught. And so it's there's a degree of separation in the DNA of different kinds of critters. And so a mole won't catch what a gopher has, and a sparrow won't give a cough to a mole. And so usually mammals don't catch diseases from lizards, and lizards don't catch diseases from birds. And that said, humans usually don't catch diseases from birds either. And so there is a huge hoax that's going on with this avian flu. It's possible that it's a germ warfare thing that got out of control. And the discussion of World War I is that the famous flu of World War I was a flu that got out of control, and that was an avian flu, and that killed millions of people in 1918, 1919, and whatnot. But I think the reality is that there may have been an avian aspect to that flu, but most of the people died from pneumonia because they didn't have various antibiotics to prevent pneumonia. And so probably the biggest amount of people who died in the famous World War I flu flu epidemic died of pneumonia. And the Bush administration would like to cash in on this, and they've already dedicated $7 billion to fighting bird flu. And one of those $1 billion is going to go to a company that Donald Rumsfeld used to be the CEO of. Well, doesn't it make sense now? Donald Rumsfeld's going to get $1 billion and his company. Kind of sounds like Halliburton, doesn't it? Well, on the phone is one of the activists from Public Citizen. Public Citizen, of course, is one of the many organizations that Ralph Nader has helped create. And Suzanne, you're with us. I understand, let's see, as you were talking off the air, you mentioned that the Bush administration is getting ready to create all of these vaccines, but they've got to do some clinical trials?
Yes. They want to use live viruses for a bird flu vaccine trial, and this is likely to actually create an epidemic. They've already passed a drug liability shield attached to a Department of Defense spending bill, and so Public Citizen has taken the lead and wants to help reverse this rider. And so we need to voice our opposition to this to our congresspeople very loudly. This is this places the drug companies above the law, and we need to really raise awareness about this and have our voices be heard.
Okay, now Public Citizen, again, that was an organization that's been created by Ralph Nader, and you have been talking about an idea that the avian flu virus is, when they put together a clinical trial on avian flu, they have to mass produce it, but then they have to it's going to be, no one knows the form it takes. So in other words, an avian flu of a sparrow is something different than the avian flu of an eagle. And normally these kinds of diseases don't spread from sparrow to hawk to eagle to vulture. To each of those kinds of birds have their own DNA. So when they put together a human trial for a bird flu, I mean, it is very, very, very tough for a germ to be able to cover all the different types of birds, much less to then make its way mutated into mammals, much less to be able to transition from mammals, you know, whether it's a gopher or whether it's a monkey or a human being. It's very tough for a germ to cover all the bases like that. So when you're talking about this clinical trial, do they have to mass produce it in such a way that it does it does cross all of these bounds? In other words, for them to be able to experiment with it to determine how it will mutate, they have to actually make it mutate in order for it to happen? And is that the great fear of this?
Yes, I'm not the expert on this, but some people who have more insight to this have written, you can read the comments on my website, avianfluawareness.org. They've written that when you're genetically changing it from the bird flu virus and you're making what is thought to be the likely outcome of the human-to-human form that's transmissible from human to human, that it actually, you know, could create, you know, a form that is transmissible from human to human. I've been researching about the 1918 influenza epidemic, and a naturopathic doctor, eyewitness to that at that time, said that people who were vaccinated against the virus actually caught the virus, and those who did not take the vaccine lived. Jonathan Campbell says that it's psychopathic criminal mischief masquerading as science. So,
sure. Well, and in addition, in the time of World War II, they were taking people who were living on farms and small villages all across the world, drafting them into the army, and then forcing them into close, into ships and trains and all sorts of things. And they created epidemics, not just of avian flu, but or of the 1918 flu epidemic. They took people who were not exposed to various diseases and then slammed them all into the military and barracks and trains and boats, and then shoveled it straight into other parts of the world. So then eating bad food, the military is notorious for buying rotten pork and spoiled meat and all sorts of things, forcing people to eat bad food. Is there any likelihood that the reality of any avian flu is that pollution all across the world is essentially hurting the health of most of the different types of birds, and they can't land and drink out of clean water anymore? They're essentially drinking poisoned water, polluted water, and that we're essentially weakening the immune systems of all of the birds, and that they're not necessarily catching what would be called an avian flu. They're just catching whatever disease there is handy. We're making the birds sick with our pollution.
Yes, and I've also read that by vaccinating birds, like as the World Health Organization is doing, that is actually likely to create a form that jumps to the human. It's actually, you know, encourages a form that's human to human transmissible, because virus obviously will find a host that, you know, it can go into. So that's one other thing I've read.
Okay. Well, that said, you've posted on a couple of the indie media sites. I think you said Portland was the first one you posted on, and you will be aiming at posting this on many of the other indie media sites throughout the nation. In the next couple of weeks, Public Citizen and any number of other organizations are putting together an effort to stop these clinical trials, not just for the profiteering aspect of it, but literally for the hazard that it creates, in that it's essentially setting it up so that many of these poor critters are going to be We're setting it up so that humans may be able to catch a disease that was never caught before, and so you could certainly go to publiccitizen.org.
Oh, it's citizen.org.
Oh yeah, citizen.org. Right, and if you go to look for your local indie media site, what did you say? Avian Flu Awareness. What was your site again?
That's right, avianfluawareness.org. And you can also get to it from birdfluguru.com.
Okay, good. Yeah, I see with your post on the Portland site, there are about six or eight different organizations working on this. And the biggest thing, of course, is to get in touch with your federal legislation, the U.S. Congress, U.S. senators, to try to put a stop to this. But as well, would it help to get in touch with the state health departments of the various states or the county health departments, helping put some steamroller effect from the ground up as well as the federal down?
I think that we really need to raise as much awareness about this as possible. I would also just like to clarify that Public Citizen and the organizations are working to reverse the drug liability exemption provision, and the NIH trial with the live viruses for bird flu vaccine, that's like a separate issue. So in terms of, we need to work through Congress to reverse this horrible drug liability shield that places the drug companies above the law. So, and then in terms of preventing the NIH trial from occurring, we just really need to raise as much awareness about that as possible. And if you know of any doctors, people in the medical profession who can write articles about this and raise awareness about this is just
pending, right?
Yeah.
And you've mentioned the tort reform, so to speak. They've written legislation saying that they can experiment with our lives and that they are being held irresponsible
for
it.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. I was talking to someone about this, with the torture issue. It's kind of the same thing. One of the famous aspects of how Protestants broke free from the Catholic Church 500 years ago or so was because of what was called selling of indulgences. Martin Luther was a monk in the Catholic Church, and he discovered that you could sin on a pre-sin plan. If you paid money up front, then you could sin later. And so the Catholic Church was selling the ability to pay now, sin later. And so in this case, Bush saying that you can torture is giving an indulgence of torture to be able to poison us, as the pharmaceutical companies are about to do, is also an indulgence. And so this same scam, just different day. And so Bush is essentially claiming that he's chosen of God and he can sell indulgences. So, this is a really ugly issue. This is a global issue. As you're mentioning, they want to vaccinate the birds. Can you imagine catching birds, one by one, and how expensive that would be to capture birds and then shoot them all up? I mean, my God, they've cashed in. They've figured out the ultimate cash cow, so to speak.
Yeah, and can I just add that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has written a great article, which you can find on my site, the avianfluawareness.org site, and it's Eliminating Bird Flu Fears. And she states that, like you've been saying, that this alarmist point of view is inaccurate, irresponsible, and self-serving. And she goes on to say that Bush's plan, this global pandemic preparedness plan, is nothing more than a power grab for the government, the United Nations, and the WHO. And buried deep within the WHO's plan, that they want to activate procedures to obtain additional resources, consider invoking emergency powers, activate overarching national command and control of response activities, either by formal means or de facto. And then she writes, deploy operational response teams across all relevant sectors. And finally, global control and UN peacekeepers may soon be coming to a neighborhood near you. So it just sets up a situation where I guess a lot of emergency, the government takes a lot of emergency powers.
Right. Yeah, round everybody up and put them into a quarantine camp because you catch a disease that they created.
And also it sets, I've heard that if you refuse to be vaccinated, it sets up a situation where you can be quarantined, which is basically imprisoned, and it just eliminates, it could eliminate our right to refuse a vaccine.
Right.
Or drug.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, it's this madness that they can cash in on. They control it by their financing and civil rights violations. Essentially, it sounds like these clinical trials are essentially the manufacture of avian flu.
Right.
If it doesn't exist now, it will exist by the time they're done.
That's right.
So, yeah, they can't come up with a vaccine until they know what the vaccine is. And since there are so many different kinds of birds, there has to be a vaccine that covers all the different kinds of birds. Since all the different kinds of birds don't catch it, they essentially have to create it in order for them to come up with a vaccine to prevent something like that. So they are essentially creating the disease in order for them to cure it. And yeah, there's old Bush looking for a problem so he can cash in on it.
Yeah, and with this live virus bird flu vaccine trial, it's just especially dangerous because it's using the flu mist, and you can see articles I've compiled about this, but I think you have the high shedding period about it. You'll have to read the article, but it's a nasal, you take it through the nose, and it just it's not for people who are immunocompromised, and I think 60% of the people in the U.S. are immunocompromised. So if you take this flu mist vaccine, this trial vaccine, then you could actually give the virus to someone who's immunocompromised this way.
Yeah, it's just madness. It's tough to hear 60% are compromised, and that again speaks to whether or not the hazardous wastes that we're constantly being forced to live in, whether it's the cars spewing various kinds of chemicals, or whether it's the benzenes coming out of our carpets and plastics everywhere. Compromise is 60%.
Well,
scary.
That's what John Rappaport, he wrote a commentary on this. I mean, I'm looking at Dr. Tenpenny's article here, and she writes that at least 10% of people have eczema. More than 8.5 million people have cancer. There are reported to be 850,000 individuals with diagnosed or undiagnosed HIV or AIDS, and 184,000 organ recipients, and these are all the people who should not take this vaccine.
Sure, sure. Well, and, you know, just breast cancer alone, they're saying 1 out of 6 women, so that's, 16% of the population just with breast cancer. So, it's an amazing number. In the old days, you were lucky to find 1 out of 100, and for it to go up to 16%, that's 16-fold in about 30 or 40 years. Mm-hmm. And so it's the chemicals, we're poisoning ourselves, and now in order to create a new profit stream, the Bush administration is coming up with ways to create diseases while pretending to cure them. So, yeah, it's ugly. Hey, well, thank you, Suzanne. Again, give the websites, and we'll post this on our Radio Indy Media and be able to get this broadcast around. And ideally, we want to get some action going by the middle of January here, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And when do they want to get these trials started?
Two to 3 months is.
So they're talking about April or something, March or April. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, probably, obviously for them, the sooner the better. So I think we really need to get the word out about this.
Okay, good.
And people can you can learn more about how to, you know, start strengthening your immune system, and vitamin C is the major thing, and you can learn about that on my site, the avianfluawareness.org site.
All right, well, good. Avian Flu Awareness and also citizen.org, yes. And just go to the go to your local indie media site and probably just type in avian. If you go to the Portland site and type in avian, you'll find it right away. But you're going to, it sounded like you were going to try to go to each of the different indie media sites and,
yeah,
and post it on. So each of the cities and towns will have their own version. Hey, well, thank you again, Susan. Or Suzanne, yeah. And we thank you for calling.
Yes, well, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Okay, bye.
All right. And you're listening to Indie Bay Radio in San Francisco and keeping up on all the things important to your life.